With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Milton has strengthened into a Category 5 hurricane that is directly threatening the densely populated St. Petersburg, Florida area. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister says he's begging people to evacuate.
Yes, this stinks. We know that. And it comes on the heels where a lot of us are still healing and recovering from Hurricane Helene. But if you safeguard your families, you'll be alive.
Scientists expect the system to weaken slightly before landfall, though it's still forecast to hit as a Category 3 hurricane or higher. On the first anniversary of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel that killed over 1,200 people, correspondent Joe Fetterman reports on how starkly Israel and Gaza have changed since last October 7th.
On the Israeli side, over 1,200 people killed on that first day, the deadliest day in Israel's history, the sense of sadness and shock that you still feel everywhere you go in the country. The government believes that over 100 hostages still remain in captivity in Gaza. It believes about a third of them have died, and that number could continue to grow because the conditions are so difficult for them. In Gaza, the sense of loss and destruction is even more acute. The territory has never seen anything like this. Over 40,000 people reported killed. 90% of the population has been displaced.
The attack shattered Israeli's sense of security and left the world facing the prospect of another major conflict in the Middle East. The Israeli military says it will soon launch operations on Lebanon's southern coast, telling residents to stay off the beaches. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 398 points. The Nasdaq dropped 213. This is SRN News. One European country is worried about population decline.
All across the continent, birth rates are dropping thanks in part to the promotion of abortion and a lifestyle that emphasizes career over children. In Greece, the birth rate has fallen to 1.3, well below the replacement rate, with twice as many people dying in the country as are being born. Now the government is vowing to spend 20 billion euros to try and reverse the trend. Not just a European problem. Government leaders in Japan and South Korea are alarmed at the low number of women having children and have begun offering economic incentives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Parents are the key to passing faith on from one generation to the next. A study released by the Pew Research Center finds 82% of Protestant parents have teens who also identify as Protestant, while 81% of Catholic parents have Catholic teens. Followers of no faith have 86% of teens who identify as nuns. This is SRN News. Vice President Kamala Harris's narrow national lead over former President Donald Trump has tightened in the wake of a well-received debate performance last week by Ohio Senator and GOP Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance. This according to a new Yahoo News YouGov poll. More details from correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting from Washington.
The previous Yahoo News YouGov survey showed Harris ahead of Trump by 5 percentage points, 50 to 45, immediately following September's presidential debate, her strongest showing to date in a two-way matchup among registered voters. But now Harris edges Trump by just 2 points, 48 to 46. The new poll of 1,714 U.S. adults, which was conducted from October 2nd to the 4th, finds Harris with an even smaller advantage among registered voters when third-party candidates are included. Among likely voters, the vice president's lead vanishes entirely, 47% to 47%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.